Someone's asking the relationship between guru, diksha, the relationship between guru and Krishna regarding diksha. The whole idea about following spiritual life and practicing spiritual life and accepting a guru, all that inspiration comes from Krishna to begin with. It doesn't come by reading a newspaper. Krishna decides to inspire one to take up path of bhakti. So from the very beginning you take a sankalpa resolve to favorably serve Krishna and Guru. Then whatever you do in that mood is truthfulness. That's why I call bhakti as a path of truthfulness. When someone takes diksha, Krishna accepts that person as his own person. That is why he's taking diksha. Krishna gives you inspiration. If Krishna gives you inspiration to take diksha, that means, what does that mean? It means that Krishna has accepted you. At the time of diksha, Krishna accepts as a devotee, and that is bhakti. Bhakti means surrendering. After you surrender, you must follow the principles of surrender. Do everything favorable for Krishna Guru and reject everything unfavorable. But if you're not following the principles of surrender, then you're not doing anukulya favorable sevas, then you'll remain attached to material things and material body, and Krishna will become dissatisfied. Although initially Krishna gives one inspiration to take diksha and gives a person an opportunity to surrender to Guru and serve him, if the person doesn't respond, then Krishna becomes unhappy, becomes displeased. Diksha itself is actually means devotion, because it means you're surrendering to Krishna. This is bhakti. So devotee, Guru, Krishna, and bhakti are all on equal platform. Whether the Guru is giving diksha or whether Krishna is accepting it, it's the same thing.